She left to go shopping one day in July. I was reading a collection of Anne Frank's father's letters, then realized that I'd stopped and was just staring at the intercom. 5 seconds later, the sound of my grandmother clearing her throat came through the speaker, a long overture of scraping and swallowing. My heart began to race.
"Rachel!"
I closed my eyes. Rachel was her sister, long dead.
"No, Deborah!"
Her daughter, my mother. More throat clearing.
"Deborah, please come!"
The words catapulted me off the bed. Her moment had arrived. "Impossible," I answered back. Everyone said the chemotherapy had helped. I flew down the wood stairway, pushed by duty, pulled back by dread. I loved my grandmother, but I did not love shots, bedpans, puking, or the sight of stitches. I was 15 and still hated taking pills. I rushed down her hall and opened the door. "What's the matter?" I almost yelled the words. She was still in her pink nightgown, propped up in her old canopied bed. Her head turned slowly from the intercom to me.
"Jenny, I called for Deborah."
"She's gone out." I scanned her. The skin hung in accordion folds on her cheeks and drooped below her eyelids, but didn't seem to be flushed or pale. Her small eyes were bright.
"Why did you call? What's wrong?"
"What?"